Tokenization is, by most measures, the most commercially significant application of blockchain technology for institutional investors today. Major asset managers have launched tokenized funds. Leading custodians are building tokenization platforms. Industry infrastructure providers are busy with upgrades to utilities for tokenized products. And yet, the term itself remains a persistent source of confusion. Understanding what it is and is not, and precisely what tokenization changes about an asset and what it does not, is the first step toward evaluating it with the rigor institutional portfolios require. What tokenization is? Tokenization is the process of creating a digital record of ownership in a real-world asset on a blockchain. That record is called a token. A token is not the asset itself, it is a claim on the asset, in the same way a stock certificate is not a company, but a record of ownership in one. Or a bond confirmation is not a loan, but a record of the lender's claim on the borrower. Tokenization changes where and how the ownership record lives. It does not change the credit risk, yield, or fundamental nature of the underlying asset. Consider a U.S. Treasury bill. Today, ownership is tracked separately by a custodian, the Federal Reserve's book entry registry, a fund administrator, and an investment manager. Four systems that must be continuously reconciled against one another. In a tokenized structure, ownership is represented by a single token on a shared ledger that every authorized party reads from and writes to simultaneously. A transfer is simply a token transfer. There is no matching process, no reconciliation, no settlement delay waiting on confirmations to move between institutions. The change is architectural, not incremental, which helps explain why institutional interest has continued to build. What's still catching up is legal recognition. That is precisely the gap institutional financial tokenization is working through. Where the market stands today. The global tokenized financial asset market is approximately $30 billion, over double where it stood a year earlier, but still a rounding error against global capital markets. U.S. Treasury securities and money market funds account for about half of that total. Public equities, private credit, private equity, and real estate remain a small slice of that still small market. Three forces are converging to shift that trajectory. Institutional infrastructure is moving from pilot to production. The Depository Trust and Clearing Corp, DTCC, has regulatory clearance for a tokenization pilot covering custodied stocks, ETFs, and treasuries. NYSE has announced plans for a tokenized securities platform supporting round-the-clock trading. NASDAQ has SEC approval to issue, trade, and settle certain stocks and ETFs in tokenized form. Stablecoins have arrived. The stablecoin market is forecast to reach roughly $1.9 trillion by 2030. Alongside a parallel build-out of tokenized bank deposits, giving tokenized assets on-chain cash to serve as the settlement leg rather than relying on traditional banking infrastructure. This was missing in earlier tokenization efforts. Regulatory clarity is improving. The SEC affirmed in January 2026 that a digital wrapper does not change an asset's regulatory treatment. On the legislative front, the Genius Act, signed into law in 2025, established the first federal framework for stablecoins, bringing issuers under reserve, redemption, and AML requirements, and giving institutions a regulated on-ramp for digital money. The Clarity Act, currently advancing toward a full Senate vote, would go further by drawing a clear jurisdictional line between digital assets that are securities, SEC, and those that are commodities, CFTC, resolving one of the most persistent legal ambiguities holding back institutional adoption. The potential impact and challenges. Tokenization does not make an asset more valuable. It reduces the friction, the time, the cost, and the operational overhead involved in holding, transferring, and servicing it. At institutional scale, eliminating that friction carries real, measurable economic value, which is why adoption keeps building, even while the market remains small in absolute terms. The benefits already visible in live products are real. Intraday liquidity, fractionalization that lowers investment minimums, real-time collateral mobility, and a tamper-proof audit trail. So are the challenges. Legal clarity on token holder rights, interoperability between blockchain platforms, immature secondary markets for tokenized private assets, and more demanding due diligence than for traditional equivalents. Native tokens, where the asset is created on-chain with no off-chain counterpart, are structurally clean but require legal systems to recognize the on-chain record as authoritative, which remains rare today. Virtually all institutional tokenization instead uses wrapper tokens. The underlying asset sits in a traditional legal structure, a trust or custody arrangement, and the token is a digital claim layered on top. If an on-chain token record and an off-chain custodian record disagree, the off-chain records typically control. Evaluating those documents is just as important to due diligence as evaluating the technology itself. Smart contracts can automate distributions, transfer restrictions, and redemptions, but they cannot sign legal agreements, appear before a regulator, or bear fiduciary liability. The same categories of institutional counterparties, custodians, trustees, and fund administrators remain present in tokenized structures, performing the same functions but with a much more efficient process. Tokenized products require everything traditional due diligence requires, plus an added layer of legal and technical structure to evaluate. Sizing the opportunity through 2030. Forecasts for where this market lands by 2030 vary with the pace of regulatory harmonization, interoperability, and institutional follow-through. But even the conservative case is striking. A recent research piece puts the market at roughly $2.7 trillion in a conservative scenario, a base case at about $5.5 trillion, and an optimistic case at $8.2 trillion. Even the low end represents a material increase from today's starting point. Other forecasts appear to be more optimistic, placing estimates at about $15 trillion to $16 trillion by 2030. The detail that matters most for institutional investors: this growth is expected to be led by public market securities, not the private market deals that dominate the popular conversation. Private credit, private equity, and real estate funds combined are projected at only a few hundred billion dollars by 2030, constrained by the same illiquidity and operational complexity that limits them today. Liquid, standardized, high-quality assets are simply where atomic, i.e. instantaneous settlement, and round-the-clock transferability deliver the clearest, fastest to realize benefit. There is a demand-side story here too. One industry estimate suggests that if just 10% of U.S. retail investors use on-chain solutions by 2030, that alone could generate roughly $2.6 trillion of demand for tokenized public equities. Sources: Citi Institute report titled Tokenization 2030, Wall Street on-chain,